The Medical Courier Connection podcast would like to thank our sponsor, 7P Solutions. 7P Solutions was founded in 2010 to provide a single source solution for real-time visibility within the pharmaceutical and life sciences supply chain. Today, 7P Solutions provides a wide range of real-time GPS devices, which include devices for medical couriers and their customers. Devices include hardwired GPS solutions for vehicles, including location, time, and date, as well as complete fleet and driver management. Options include permission-based ignition, panic buttons within the driver area and cargo hold, as well as driver protection plans. Drivers who encounter trouble can easily activate an alarm to our 911 call center for immediate law enforcement dispatch. Additionally, we provide a full range of temperature monitoring solutions to ensure compliance, as well as documented chain of custody. Improve and automate your operations, customer service, and compliance through real-time GPS solutions through 7P Solutions.
Hey everybody, Ken with Integrity Medical Courier Training.
We are providing on-site training in Roseville, Minnesota.
A man's digits turn blue due to too much cannabis use. Stole the hearse and dumped the body on the side of the road, still strapped to the gurney, and then continued on with their joyride. So, stay compliant, my friends. Get all your medical courier training needs from us at www.integritydelivers.com.
Welcome, everyone, to the first of many episodes of the Medical Courier Connection podcast. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. I'm the marketing coordinator at the MCC and Integrity Medical Courier Training, here with the owner and trainer, Ken Arnold. How's it going, Ken?
Going good, Chris. Hey, we're excited. Yeah. I mean, this is a new chapter in our little adventure here, and it's awesome. So putting out podcasts is really exciting, and like you said, really exciting, and it's the first of many to come, so yeah. A lot of good content to be coming. Make sure you like and follow this podcast, guys, and Chris will mention that later on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. We'll be posting this on. We'll also be posting this on Podbean, so it's going to be going through all the platforms. You can use the Podbean app, Apple Podcasts, anything like that. So we'll throw that information on social media as the podcast comes out. But so we called this episode in the beginning. I figured we would just kind of start at the beginning. So how did you get started in this field?
Yeah, it's a great story. So I started as a medical courier, as a lab courier, way back in 1980. My friend at the time, Linda, who's now my wife, she worked in bacteriology and billing at the laboratory. And there was an opening for a courier at that laboratory, and she let me know about it and said, hey, you should go apply. Now, at the time, I was a janitor, doing janitorial work, and I was in a band, so that job really fit my schedule. But at any rate, I went and applied. They hired me. I got my first job as a medical courier in 1980, and we were driving some pretty ridiculous old vehicles. I think one of the vehicles back in the day was a Gremlin, a 1972 Gremlin.
Yep.
craziness. But over the years, so I learned the industry. We learned how to handle and deliver lab samples and be a medical courier. Mm-hmm. And that little lab, Lufkin Labs, in downtown Minneapolis, was eventually purchased by SmithKline Beecham Clinical Labs. And then they moved us from downtown Minneapolis out to the suburbs. And
real quick, actually, so you mentioned you were driving a Gremlin. And so I'm of the younger generation. I hadn't actually seen one until you looked it up. And people are always asking you online, what kind of a vehicle do I need to be a medical courier? The Gremlin isn't very big.
Yeah, the Gremlins were just, it's just something they had in their fleet. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting question because they also had Dodge Omnis. Look it up. It's a real interesting car. Okay. And then the industry, eventually Ford created something they called the World Car, but the Ford Escort was used, and that was the industry standard back in the day. Okay. People had fleets of Ford Escorts. And then as some of the foreign cars became more available, the reality is that, you know, Hondas and Toyotas and vehicles like that were actually better cars. They lasted longer on the road, and now, of course, you know, in 2023, vehicles are, you know, they're crazy. The luxuries and their reliability is great. So that whole situation has evolved over the years. And we'll talk maybe more about that in future broadcasts about our podcasts about what kind of vehicles couriers should use. But at any rate, we moved from downtown Minneapolis into the suburbs. And then eventually I got promoted to courier trainer, and they sent me to Philadelphia for a week of intensive training. And my job was to train the couriers on company policies and procedures, OSHA and HIPAA best practices. And I started doing that. And so in the year 2000, Smith Klein Beecham was purchased by Quest Diagnostics. I stayed with that company for about 8 months, and eventually I retired after 20 years with the lab and went on to other endeavors. Now, at the same time Smith Klein was purchased by Quest, believe it or not, there was a nationwide company called Pony Express. Pony Express was, they were in every city across the country, but they were doing it for pennies, and I do mean pennies. And they basically went bankrupt. They went out of business. And so courier companies' phones all over the country started ringing off the hook saying, you know, can you do this work? Can you do this? Can you do this? And at the time, Linda was working as a manager for a multimillion-dollar courier company up in Denver. And she was taking on that business. She was answering the phone. She was bringing the business in. And so I became the regional manager for a courier company down here in Colorado Springs for that particular company. We, over the years, we have owned and sold some of our own businesses. We've been in that industry ourselves. Mm-hmm. In the early days in Minneapolis, our first courier company, I mean, we were driving around with the originally two-way radios, basically the radio unit attached to a board in the car, plugged into the lighter for power, and an antenna on the car. That was our communication. Wow. Then we graduated to bag phones, and that was kind of a blessing and a curse, because the bag phones were just great. I mean, you dial up somebody, but the problem was they were charging like 50 cents a minute.
What is a bag phone?
A bag phone is a phone with a cord on it in a leather bag, and you unzip it and lay it out, and you can dial it and hold it up to your ear. You know, some of the original, it's funny, you watch some of the 80s shows and even the 70s shows. You know, if you had a phone in your car, I mean, that was space age stuff. We've all got them in our pockets. I mean, go figure. Right. Craziness. But we had bag phones, and so but anyway, we had you kids in the car. I mean, we were driving all over the city with you guys. And then eventually we got an opportunity to move to Colorado, and we took that opportunity, sold that first business. But we've been in the industry for many years. We watched the industry evolve. And so I started looking on the internet, and I found this group called the Yahoo Courier Group. Mm-hmm. And I would go on there because people would post questions about courier work, and I was interested in it. And people started asking, you know, how do I get started as a medical courier? And by the way, people still ask that question today. I mean, that's a universal question. But yeah. I would see that question, and then I started chiming in. And I met a gentleman from Anchorage, Alaska. We provided training for him. He got a large military contract just by bringing one of our manuals into a meeting with this military base. And they hired him immediately based on the training that they went through. Now, that gentleman, Vic, owned that courier company. He's a good friend of mine, Vic Ratz. And he started going on that group and telling other couriers, hey, if you need medical training, check out Integrity Medical. These guys are legit. And so we started getting phone calls from other courier companies across the country to provide them training. And that's how Integrity Medical Courier Training really got off the ground. We've been providing that training now for 20 years. Wow. Recently, we just reached a milestone. We trained our 500th client. So yep. We train hospitals, laboratories, and outsourced courier companies. We have clients primarily in the United States, but we've trained companies in Canada. Mm-hmm. We flew out 10 years ago to Singapore and provided this training program for the nation's largest laboratory out there. We are communicating with some authorities in Great Britain about the possibility of providing our training for some of the courier companies out there. So we're really hopeful about that. So now we're training other companies. We're going to conventions. We figured, we need to promote Integrity Medical Courier Training. How are we going to do that? So we discovered the convention circuit, we vendored as a training company, We vendored at many of the CLDA functions, and that's the Customized Logistics and Delivery Association. They really did give us a big push at the beginning, and they really helped us out. So we're thankful to the CLDA. There are other statewide associations. We've been to, we spoke actually at the California Delivery Association 1 year. We've spoken at the Florida Messenger Association meeting. Mm-hmm. We've also vendored there a few times. And so conventions are a great way to get the word out about your services. And we really, that really helped us make a lot of connections and grow our business that way.
Yeah.
So then we decided, why not, because we saw in some of these other conventions that medical was given, you know, honorable mention, that there'd be one person that would speak or they'd kind of talk about it in passing. Mm-hmm. Well, our passion is medical. So we decided, why don't we create a convention based on servicing the medical industry? And we'll bring in speakers from various specialties across the country. And then courier companies can come in for networking and learning. And so we created the Medical Transportation Summit. And that was from 2013, 14, and 15 up in the Denver area.
Yep.
And so that was a great event. We met a lot of people, made a lot of great connections. But it was an event where people could come and learn. And so
I was at the 2015 one, actually, because I was working at Denver Airport. So I helped you guys film there. And I remember we were trying to figure out how to live stream it. We had, like, a device that we had been using to try and live stream, and the technology was still kind of in its infancy back then. It'd be a lot easier to do something like that now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we figured that we could reach out and get people that didn't want to come to the convention and just offer it to them on a live stream basis. So that was pretty cool. You're right. The technology was kind of old back then, but it really did work out. We've been published in a few magazines. Courier Magazine, one of them, they've actually had us on the cover a couple of times. There was a lab management magazine that we are also featured in. And so we're getting the message out in several different ways. Recently, about a year and a half ago, we decided, okay, what's a better way to get our message out? We decided TikTok.
And that's where I come in.
Yeah. And that's where Chris comes in. Now, if you follow us on TikTok, you'll see a lot of great videos. We've got like, what, about 115 videos now on TikTok. Some of it's comedic, some of it's entertaining, some of it's weird, but it's all informative. I mean, this is a way to show people what couriers should or should not do. And so TikTok has been great for us. We now reached a milestone recently.
Yeah, we just reached 5,000 followers just last week.
Yeah.
Which it was a crazy ride because we really didn't, there was no answer to how to make medical courier content when we started. We just kind of were flying off the seat of our pants. And I know at the beginning we were posting at least 3 times a week, and we tried to keep to that schedule as much as we could. Sometimes we would post 4 videos a week, but the 3 seemed to be right about in our pace. So, and we found really good growth from it. It was really just staying consistent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've really helped us with that, and now we're growing and reaching out to other platforms, and this is why, you know, you'll find us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so the Medical Courier Connection, I want to talk about that for a couple of seconds, and I did touch on that. They were one of the sponsors of the original Medical Transportation Summit. Mm-hmm. And what happened was there was a year, and I can't remember the exact year now. I guess I want to say it was around 2014 or 15, but it would have been a year after the original summit. So in 2016, FedEx Ground decided that they were no longer going to transport infectious substances or infectious agents. And so our phones started ringing off the hook with medical facilities as far away as Anchorage, Alaska, and as far south as Miami, Florida, looking for courier companies that were trained and qualified to handle their work. And so the Medical Courier Connection kicked in, and we started to really realize that, hey, this is a way that we can, you know, help courier companies connect with medical facilities all across the country. And now we've started a subscription model with the Medical Courier Connection for less than, what is it, $3.99 a month. $3.99 a month, $3.99. Yep. Are we out of our minds?
It must be crazy.
Must be crazy. But courier companies can our couriers can sign up as contractors, but companies, their charge is a little more. But for independent contractors, you can join for less than $4 and get your company listed, and you get access to all sorts of material, like recorded webinars from industry speakers, like some of the live classes that we do on a quarterly basis.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited about the Medical Courier Connection and see great things for that in the future. We're planning on actually showing up at some of these medical conventions and representing the MCC group. And as that continues to grow and develop, we'll make announcements on the various social medias as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Independent contractors can benefit really well from it. We also get articles that Linda posts every once in a while, and she'll post it to the MCC specifically. So there are so many tools that they can get to really expand their horizons.
Yeah. I mean, you literally can get tools to put in your virtual tool chest.
Yeah.
But yeah, courier companies, you know, I do see people on social media. Sometimes you'll see these, you know, certain people on the internet that will just say, listen, you don't need training, you don't need equipment, grab your phone and go. Yeah. Well, that's an oversimplification, and it is kind of dangerous. We've seen some people on TikTok or other social media outlets where they're doing some crazy stuff. And that's why in our videos, we'll kind of poke fun at it, because it's a way to teach other people, hey, listen, you really don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you really want to strap your infant child to your chest and go in and out of medical facilities holding medical specimens?
Right.
Do you really want to walk around in a wife beater with a Playboy bunny on it, tossing specimens in a basket and dangling them in the air? I mean, there's just things that we've seen people do that are kind of funny and give us an opportunity to make a lesson out of it.
Yeah.
And so that's really important. Let's talk a little bit about some training options on our website. We've got an expanding library at www.integritydelivers.com, and there's a lot of training options in that library. We have an administrative class where you can learn how to kind of shore up your office and cover issues like disaster planning and risk management. We have a course called Build Your Business One Step at a Time. You can literally learn how to start your business from that class. We've got bundles where they take those classes and connect them to a dispatch training program. We have automated training for dispatchers and couriers, courier startups, advanced companies. And so that's a great option. People can view these programs on their cell phone, laptop, or computer. We also have live training classes. We use GoToMeeting. We can now host up to 250 people at a time. So let's see that happen in 2023-24. Hopefully we can fill up that class, but we can host up to 250 people at a time. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
So we have those options available.
Well, and the MCC actually also comes with discounts, right? So at least for contractors, you get the training with your Medical Courier Connection membership.
That is correct. So couriers can sign up. They pay an upfront fee that covers the cost of the training and then that small monthly fee, but they get their OSHA and HIPAA certification taken care of. Mm-hmm. Now, the membership for courier companies is a little more expensive, but but then again, so you'll become, if you want to be a preferred member, that's a level where we put you, give you great visibility So once you're a client of ours, you have the opportunity as a courier company to be a preferred member. You have to have the training or be able to prove comparable training to ours to be a preferred member. So if you want to be an associate member and you don't have our training program, that's a higher fee, but we'll also vet your courier company and make sure that you've got some qualifications to do the work, because we don't want to be referring people to companies that really don't know how to handle it. You know, so we have to be a little discerning in that.
Yeah. It's all about quality.
It's all about quality, and it's about patient care. I mean, I use the tagline, you know, the delivery of excellent patient care, but it's really true.
Yeah.
I was training someone today in a live class who shared a story with me. It's something that happened to her. So her son was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer about a year ago. And early in the process, they were doing, you know, blood draws and, you know, doing collecting the specimens to send it in to find out really what kind, you know, what's the diagnosis here? What exactly does he have?
Yeah.
What's the situation? Well, they took him for the blood draws, and then they went home and they were expecting a call in the next couple of days. And a week went by and nobody called. And she started calling the clinic saying, what's going on? You know, we're anxious about our son's diagnosis. What's going on? And a couple of weeks went by, and they finally admitted that the courier went on vacation, and they couldn't locate the specimen.
What?
Yeah. So they finally found the specimen, but it's weird. I mean, there's got to be background parts of that story that I don't quite understand.
Right.
But we share stories throughout our training programs about couriers and how their performance can literally kill a patient. And unfortunately, we have a handful of stories where that's absolutely happened. Yeah. And so
Which is why we poke fun on TikTok. It's not to make fun of anyone. It's to, you know, it's so that they're aware.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, you know, comedy's a great teacher, right? Yeah. I mean, people laugh at things, but that general concept sinks into their subconscious, and they're like, yeah, that was funny, but, you know, I realize it's not something I should ever do.
I think it's something that some people might genuinely not consider when they start the job is just how much of an impact they would have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we've had referrals recently from other social media influencers, for which we're very thankful. Shout out to Tony at Stick With Us Delivery. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tony. But our phones are, you know, pretty busy, and we get a lot of people that they just want to know how to get into the industry. And so we help them walk through the process. The first question I'll ask them is, do you have an LLC set up? Do you have your business? Is it created yet? Well, no, I'm still in the early stages, and I really don't know what to do. Well, then I direct them to our website, direct them to the program that'll help them build their business one step at a time.
Yeah. And that's a great program.
It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. And it really helps people know where to start, because a lot of people come to us and they don't know the first thing to do. And we're going to help them with that.
Yeah. And we'll go more in depth on that program in the next episode. As time would have it, we did Linda's first. But the next episode is packed with information on the administrative side. Yeah.
Great. I can't wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw little bits of that. It looks really good. Mm-hmm. Linda is the administrative juice behind this whole organization. I mean, she has created companies for us over the years out of the dust and built them up and given them form and substance. And she's vastly experienced. Yeah. She's run multi-million-dollar courier companies. She's been in administration most of her entire life. And so without her, I can't even imagine where we'd be.
Yeah.
So we've got the automated training options. We have the live on-site training options. So we, as I mentioned, we were in Singapore 10 years ago providing training. We've been to Michigan providing this training. We've been to Minnesota. We've been to Columbus, Ohio. We've been on site all around the country in Florida. And so those on-site classes are really unique. And I love it because it's face-to-face training. But we'll go in. And we will do driver ride-alongs. And I've got a 3-page handout. Justin actually went with us one year down to Mississippi, and he did some ride-alongs himself. We have a 3-page handout that kind of critiques what the drivers are doing, checks for things like, do you have a spill kit? What kind of condition is your cooler in? Are you, you know, checking the lockbox? Are you asking if you have all the specimens? It's really thorough. And then we'll do some live classroom training. Some of these places will actually clear out their warehouse, set up chairs, a big screen in the back, and put a wireless mic on me, and so I can roam around and talk a little bit about it. But we've been in many states across the country doing live on-site training. That's another great option. So we have the automated training, we have the live on-site training, and the live webinars using GoToMeeting, and we're updating the courses as well. So recently we overhauled our HIPAA, automated HIPAA program. I still have to incorporate some of that in the live, the live class. Haven't quite got completely updated there. We will be overhauling our first train class coming up soon as well, and so we want to keep the material fresh and engaging and interesting. The new version of the program that we do is a lot of pop quizzes and things that really draw you in and make you think.
Yeah, you have to be focused while you're doing it, for sure. You can't just breeze by, because the questions will trick you if you're not paying attention, which is fantastic. It's great for those couriers who are, at least for the retrain that we just did, those people who are already comfortable and they should know the basics of what they're doing. So they'll be able to complete those tests, hopefully.
You don't want to try completing your training driving down the highway for two reasons. And I stress this all the time. And when we do our live classes, we'll get people that are in, you can tell they're driving down the road because you can hear the noise. You can hear every time they open the car door, ding, 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 ding. And I'll just tell them, listen, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to reschedule. We're going to let you go now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to reschedule. I will not certify someone who is driving in their car, because number one, one, they're driving, you know, either they're driving down the road and not watching the program, which mm-hmm. means they're not seeing the visual part, which means they're not getting the full concept. Because yeah. our training is audio and visual. Well, we have yeah. a lot of visual examples that help you understand what it is we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But, or they're looking at the camera and they're not looking at the road. And or, yeah. you know, they're looking at their phone. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And yeah. they're not looking at the road. And so that's dangerous. So that's a deal breaker for me. You yeah. got to be sitting down. You got to be stationary. And you got to be engaged.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an online course, not a podcast. So
so there wouldn't so be a camera.
Right. So like, yeah. Well, yeah. So they shouldn't, you know, any online course that you do, you shouldn't be doing behind the road. That's kind of crazy that anyone would even like think to do that. But I mean, you know,
they do.
You never know.
Listen, I get stories. I get stories from courier company owners. You know, it's inattentive driving. That's the point, right? Yeah. So that's the trick with couriers, because if you've got a, if your orders are being put in through the cell phone and your cell phone goes on, you instinctively grab that phone to look at the order.
Yeah.
Now you're not looking at the road. Now you're looking at the order. That's the danger. Our cars travel so fast and so far. In just a matter of seconds, you can, you know, literally before you know it, you can be in an accident. Years ago, when we owned a company in Minneapolis, one of our drivers was driving down by in Shakopee, kind of by the Valley Fair area down there.
Yeah.
And it was a Friday afternoon. It was there was no rush. The specimen that he picked up was a urine culture. With a urine culture, you basically it's a jar of urine you bring into the laboratory, and then the lab tech swabs it, brushes it across an auger plate, and they set it in an incubator for 24 hours to see what grows. Right. So but it was a stat pickup because the lab was leaving at 4:30. And so we needed to get a driver there really quick. Well, this driver was inattentive. He had a drink in the cup holder of his car. And the drink fell over on the passenger side floorboard, and he bent down to catch it so it wouldn't leak out over everything. At that very second, he went through an intersection that was a stop, four-way stop. He flew through the intersection, caused an accident that killed somebody.
Damn.
Okay? Wow. Inattentive driving.
Yeah.
So, and so, unfortunately, that did happen. And so, it's important, guys. We just want to make sure that if you're going to do our courses, that you are a place where you can be sitting for the full 2 hours of the class and be safe.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we're always updating the material. We're doing YouTube shorts and videos. We're doing TikTok. Mm-hmm. Our live stream actually has helped bolster our numbers. That's been great.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go live from time to time just to make sure that we have an opportunity to meet new people. I mean, there's always people scrolling through. And you can tell that they're scrolling because their name shows up and they never end up in the room. They're like, nope. Yeah. Nope. But there are a lot of people that are interested in medical courier work. And so we'll do live streams from time to time. And we'll try and do some live streams maybe on site when we start doing more on site training in the spring. Now, most of our clients are in the spring. And so live podcasts are coming. And so we're really excited. Again, the next podcast that's coming our way is with Linda. And she's going to be talking about administrative requirements to grow your office and make sure that everything's in line.
Yeah.
You've seen a little bit about that. Give us some of the finer points.
Yeah, she really went in depth explaining the origins of the dispatch program, of the dispatch manual, how we created the Build Your Business program earlier this year and launched it. Well, actually started earlier last year. It's we called the episode All Things Admin. So she really goes off on the episode. Yep. It's a knowledge dump. It's
great. So if you're watching this podcast now, this first podcast, and you've got a business and you want to make sure that you've got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, this is going to be the class for you. Don't miss that podcast coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Packed with information. We're excited for you guys to see it. Is that all for today for us?
I think so.
Nice. Awesome.
I think we've glided through it all.
Yeah.
Again, just to say that we're excited about the whole podcast thing. This is a new venture for us.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to get our information out there on the internet, especially on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This is going to be great. But again, you mentioned that the audio podcast is going to be available where?
All over. So Podbean is one app that you can use. It's for podcasting. It'll be on Apple Podcasts. And then The video podcast, what you're seeing right now, will stay exclusive to YouTube. So everything else will be audio, but wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. So we're going to be trying to bring in some other people in this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We'll Zoom some people in and do some interviews from time to time. So we're working on that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. We're going to be putting up a lot of material that will help couriers and courier companies up your game.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're at the top of your game. So that's what we're here for. I always tell people that, you know, we're here to provide you the training and certification that you need so you can safely do this work, handle and deliver lab specimens. We also help clients that become clients of Integrity. We also help them identify medical clients in their city that they should call on. So we're going to help you grow your business from a sales standpoint as well.
Yeah.
So, you can email me at ken.arnold@integritydelivers.com. You can dial me up at 719-502-7081. If I don't answer, leave a message. The phone was ringing quite a bit today, but I was training. So my email, visit our website, www.integritydelivers.com. There's lots of ways you can find us, and we hope to see you soon.
And, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like this video. Share it with your friends. We'd like to thank our sponsor one more time, 7P Solutions. Improve and automate your operations, customer service, and compliance through real-time GPS solutions through 7P Solutions.
Thank you, 7P.
Thank you. And thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Ken with Integrity Medical Courier Training.
We are providing on-site training in Roseville, Minnesota.
A man's digits turn blue due to too much cannabis use. Stole the hearse and dumped the body on the side of the road, still strapped to the gurney, and then continued on with their joyride. So, stay compliant, my friends. Get all your medical courier training needs from us at www.integritydelivers.com.